India's development story is unfolding in fascinating ways, with four key themes emerging on 7th March 2026: high-end global services, genomic research infrastructure, water conservation implementation, and strategic naval cooperation. What makes this significant is that these themes together show how India is evolving as a global player, leveraging its strengths in services, science, and strategic partnerships. First, let's look at the rise of Global Capability Centers, or GCCs, which have become a significant part of India's economy story. According to industry assessments led by NASSCOM, that is the National Association of Software and Services Companies, India hosts more than 1,700 GCCs, employing roughly 1.9 million professionals and generating tens of billions of dollars in annual revenue from these centers. Note this carefully, these GCCs are no longer just back-office units, but now handle engineering design, research and development, cybersecurity, AI and analytics, financial operations, and global product management. This means India is moving from cost arbitrage toward capability arbitrage, a shift that has significant implications for the country's growth and development. For UPSC, GCCs are useful because they connect services exports, urban labor markets, skilling, digital infrastructure, and India's place in global corporate networks. Remember this number, 1,700 GCCs, employing 1.9 million professionals. This is a favorite prelims fact. Now, let's turn to the Genom India project, which has created one of the country's most important scientific datasets. The Genom India project collected samples from diverse population groups across India and built a large reference genome resource linked to the Indian Biological Data Center. The importance of this project lies in the fact that disease risk, drug response, and genetic variation differ across populations. A more representative Indian genomic reference can support precision medicine, public health research, and a better understanding of rare diseases. However, it also raises legitimate questions about privacy, consent, data governance, and benefit sharing. In exam terms, the Genom India project is a good case study in how modern biotechnology requires both scientific capability and regulatory maturity. But why does this matter? It matters because genomics has the potential to revolutionize healthcare, and India's genomic dataset can play a critical role in this revolution. Now, let's look at Mission Amrit Sarovar, which continued to be in focus because it is a practical example of how the state tries to revive local water bodies through convergence rather than a single standalone department. The mission aims at creating or rejuvenating large numbers of village ponds and similar assets through the combined use of schemes such as MGNREGA, that is the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, district planning, local bodies, and community participation. What makes this significant is that water conservation cannot be solved only through megadams or urban supply systems. In much of India, local ponds, tanks, and check structures remain crucial for groundwater recharge, livestock, irrigation support, and climate adaptation. The implementation lesson is equally important. Local water restoration works only when land ownership, maintenance responsibility, and community use are addressed together. And here is something that surprises many students: the importance of convergence in water conservation. It's not just about building new infrastructure, but also about involving local communities and addressing the social and economic aspects of water management. Now, let's turn to Exercise Varuna, the India-France naval exercise, which remained a significant defense story because it reflects a long-term strategic partnership in the Indian Ocean. Naval exercises like Varuna are not symbolic events alone. They help build interoperability in air defense, anti-submarine operations, communication, and coordinated maritime surveillance. For India, France is a particularly important partner because of its own presence in the Indian Ocean and its broader role in defense technology cooperation. In a region shaped by sea lane competition and extra-regional power rivalry, such exercises strengthen India's maritime posture without relying on formal alliance structures. So what exactly changed? The significance of Exercise Varuna lies in its reflection of India's preference for strategic partnerships without alliance dependence. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India hosts more than 1,700 global capability centers, employing roughly 1.9 million professionals and generating tens of billions of dollars in annual revenue. The Genom India project has created a national genomic dataset covering diverse Indian populations linked to the Indian Biological Data Center, with users including precision medicine, rare disease research, and population genetics, but also raising concerns about privacy, consent, and data governance. Mission Amrit Sarovar focuses on the creation and rejuvenation of local water bodies, with implementation relying on convergence with schemes such as MGNREGA, and core benefits including recharge, irrigation support, climate resilience, and local livelihoods. Exercise Varuna is a bilateral naval exercise between India and France, important for interoperability and Indian Ocean cooperation, reflecting India's preference for strategic partnerships without alliance dependence. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember GCCs, NASSCOM, Services Exports, the Genom India Project, the Indian Biological Data Center, Mission Amrit Sarovar, MGNREGA Convergence, and Exercise Varuna and India-France Naval Cooperation. For mains, GS2, think about international partnerships and cooperative governance, while for GS3, consider services-led growth, genomics, water conservation, and maritime security. In conclusion, India's development story is complex and multifaceted, with high-end global services, genomic research infrastructure, water conservation implementation, and strategic naval cooperation all playing critical roles. As India continues to evolve as a global player, understanding these themes and their interconnectedness will be essential for navigating the country's future trajectory.